Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton District with Mayor Sue Moore. How are we doing, Sue?
I'm pretty well, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. You're in the chair for another couple of months or so.
Yeah, council term has been extended, probably not unsurprisingly, given the way COVID situation is now. So
yeah.
That'll adjust some of our planning that we've been undertaking. We had Monday night was to be our last council meeting, and we'll now have two council meetings in August, one in September, one in October, and our last council meeting will be the first week in November, so sort of extended by 3 months, obviously. But there's some good outcomes for us that have come out of the extension of the term. We'll now see the town centre revitalisation stage two works completed, which should be finished by the end of August, so that'll be great to see that finished. And also the Arts and Culture Centre should be finished in October, so it'll be great to see that finished in this term. So looking for positives out of the negatives, so we'll get to see those completed.
That's excellent news. And also the candidates' workshops, they're on hold until things fire up again with the elections later.
I understand we won't be running further candidate workshops, but if they want more information, they can find that through local government, New South Wales and other avenues like that. If they get in touch with council and want that information, they can be directed to how they can find that information.
All right. And Singleton Council continues to support local business, given how times are tough. What are you guys doing at the moment?
Yeah, we're revitalising our joint project with the Chamber, round four, if you like, the business support packages for COVID, supporting businesses during the this COVID crisis again. So opportunities for spending Singleton gift cards, which allows the money to flow back into businesses in the Singleton area. So great initiative previously, well supported, and it's out there again for those that want to take up that opportunity.
And finally, there's an art show on tomorrow night.
Art show tomorrow evening. Looking forward to that. A lot of hard work setting up as always. I understand the numbers are up, which is great considering the shutdown from Sydney. It is open event tomorrow night, but it is book online to book tickets to attend.
That makes sense.
And then there'll be viewing times open to the public. I understand on Saturday, but if you inquire at the online, you'll be able to see that information as to when the opportunities are to come and have a look. And there'll be a separate fee to just view on the day, but the fee to go to the opening tomorrow evening, I think, is $27.
All right, and as always, keep up to date with everything doing around the council with Singleton Council website and the Facebook page, which is a wonderful resource. I use it every day, Sue.
And I should have mentioned the masks at the art show. A must, of course.
Absolutely.
I think it's taken for fact these days, or it's getting to be.
I think we're all a bit used to it, aren't we?
Asking the other and just to do our COVID scans, and it's juggling, but we're getting used to it.
We'll look back on these times and have a bit of a laugh and wonder how we managed to get through it, Sue.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. All right, as always, thank you very much for your time. We'll speak again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, cheers.